Lying down meditation. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, we would recommend that you consult with your GP or a medical professional prior to commencing these exercises. If due to a health problem, you are unable to complete any of the exercises, we would like to invite you instead to imagine what the movements would involve, which parts of our body would be engaged in these movements, and when we are comfortable to engage, just being aware of our own limitations and perhaps working at the edge of these limitations, but always within them, always listening to our own body. I'll be completing these exercises along with you, so you may hear my voice fade in and out. So prior to commencing, we would like to invite you to remove your shoes, ensuring that you are wearing loose, comfortable clothing, that you have access to a quiet room where you will be undisturbed for 30 minutes or so. So the exercises will begin with us lying on our back. So we'd like to invite you to just slowly and comfortable move so that you're now in a lying down position, lying on our back, our legs stretched out in front of us, our arms by our sides, slightly apart from the body, with the palms facing either towards the ceiling or towards the floor, whichever feels more comfortable for you. So lying on our back, looking towards the ceiling, with our eyes either open or closed, and just focusing in on our breath, grounding ourselves to the moment by following the journey of the breath as it enters and leaves the body, and as much as possible, bringing our full awareness into this moment, fully engaging with our body. If you find that your mind is wandering off, that's okay. That is what the mind does. Mindfulness is noticing that our mind has gone off, noticing where it has gone off to, and without judgment, gently bringing our focus of attention back to this lying down meditation. Our minds may wander off to memories, plans, worries, emotions, physical sensations, sounds. No matter where our mind wanders off to, or how often it wanders, we just gently bring our focus back to this meditation. So now I would like to invite you to just notice where your body comes into contact with the surface you are lying on, the mat, the carpet, the floor, the back of our head, our shoulders, our back, buttocks, legs, and our heels on the floor. And now, in a slow, gentle, controlled movement, bringing our right arm off the floor until it initially comes to a vertical position, with our fingers pointing towards the ceiling, and continuing with this movement until our right arm comes over our head to finally the back of our hand is resting on the floor above our head. Remembering to come out of any movement when we need to. Noticing the stretch in the upper part of the body. And noticing which parts of the body are involved in this movement. And trying to keep areas of the body not involved as relaxed as possible. And just breathing into this stretch. And as we breathe out from the stretch, bringing our right arm off the floor. So initially it is in the vertical position. And slowly continuing this move until our right arm is resting slightly apart from our body with the palm on the floor. And now repeating this movement with our left arm. So in a slow and gentle controlled movement, bringing our left arm off the floor until it initially comes to a vertical position, fingers pointing towards the ceiling, and continuing with this movement until our left arm comes over our head to finally the back of our hand is resting on the surface. And noticing the stretch in the upper part of our body, noting which parts are involved, and trying to keep areas not involved as relaxed as possible. Breathing into the stretch, coming out when you need to. And now on the out breath, coming out of the stretch, bringing our left arm up off the floor to the vertical position. And slowly continuing this movement until our left arm is resting slightly apart from our body with our palm resting on the floor. And now bringing both arms up off the floor to initially a vertical position, fingers pointing towards the ceiling, and carrying on with this movement until both arms are resting on the floor above our head and the palms of our hands are resting on the surface. Noticing the stretch in the upper body coming out at any time we need to. Noticing the stretch in our chest and breathing into the stretch. And in the out breath, moving slowly out of this movement, moving our arms up into the vertical position and continuing this movement until finally our arms are resting against the surface with our palms resting on the floor. And just noticing how our body feels after engaging in this set of movements. And breathing into any sensations and out from any sensations. And now inviting you to move our right arm away from the body until it's still lying on the floor but parallel to our shoulder, the palm facing towards the floor, and bringing the left arm now away from the body until it is parallel with the left shoulder. Palm facing away from the floor. And now bending first the right knee, bringing the sole of the right foot onto the surface, and now slowly bending the left knee, bringing the sole of the left foot onto the surface, the floor, carpet or mat. We're now going to invite you to engage in a couple of movements sometimes referred to as pelvic tilts. And this involves us keeping the soles of our feet on the floor, arms at the sides of the body, moving them parallel to the shoulders with our palms facing down. So firstly, keeping our lower back pressed against the floor, and now raising slowly our pelvis, the coccyx area, up off the floor and pointing this area towards the ceiling whilst the lower back remains on the floor. And now, with our pelvis coccyx area remaining on the floor, bringing our lower back up off the floor, arching the back so that there is a slight gap between our lower back and the floor. And this gap can be noticed by placing our hand in the gap. And now bringing your arms back to the parallel to our shoulders and repeating these movements a few times, keeping our lower back against the floor and raising the pelvis up off the floor, pointing this area towards the ceiling, and then with our pelvis area remaining on the floor, arching our lower back. And just repeating these movements a few times. And now returning to our original position with our legs flat on the floor, heels in contact with the surface, our arms by our sides, slightly apart from our body, palms facing towards the floor, and now bending our right knee, bringing the right knee towards the chest, and just noting how our body feels at this moment. Breathing into this stretch and out from it. And perhaps slightly enhancing the stretch by placing our hands around our shin or the back of our thigh and just gently beginning to pull the leg towards the chest as far as it wishes to go. Always working within our limitations, listening to our body. Just breathing in, breathing out, and now returning our hands back to their original position and bringing our left leg back to the floor. And now repeating this exercise with the right leg, slowly bringing the right knee towards the chest, noting how our body feels, breathing into this stretch, out from the stretch, and perhaps slightly enhancing this stretch once again by placing our hands around our shin or at the back of our thigh and just gently begin to pull the leg towards the chest as far as it wishes to go, always working within our limitations, listening to our body. And now slowly returning our hands back to their original position and bringing our leg back to the floor. And just breathing in, breathing out before we engage in the next movement. I would now like to invite you to bring both knees towards your chest, placing the hands on the shins or behind the thighs, and enhancing this stretch only if you feel comfortable to do so, by bringing our head up off the floor, bringing it towards the knees as far as it wishes to go. And now perhaps just rocking gently from side to side. Just slowly coming to a stop before returning our head to the floor our arms back to their original position. And first of all, bringing our right leg back down to make contact with the floor, followed by the left leg, so that we have now returned to our original position and noting how our body feels after these gentle stretches. And now I would like to invite you to bend your right knee, placing the sole of the right foot onto the floor, keeping our left leg extended and bringing the left leg up off the floor until it comes to a vertical position. Your toes facing, sole of the foot, toes facing towards the ceiling. And gently beginning to rotate the foot, firstly in a clockwise direction around the ankle. And then reversing this movement to an anti-clockwise direction around the ankle. Noticing which muscle groups are involved, the shins, the calves. And now just gently, safely lowering the left leg back down to the floor, to its original position, and returning the right leg back to the floor, heels of both feet on the floor. And now bending our left knee, placing the sole of the left foot onto the floor, keeping our right leg extended and bringing this off the floor until it comes to a vertical position. Sole of the foot facing towards the ceiling and gently beginning to rotate the foot, firstly in a clockwise direction about the ankle. Clockwise around the ankle and then reversing this movement to an anti-clockwise direction around the ankle. Noticing again the muscle groups involved, the shins, the calves. And now gently lowering the right leg back down to the floor to the original position. Returning the left leg to its original position and feeling the heels of both feet on the floor. And reminding ourselves that it is okay if our mind has wandered off. Just gently bring it back to the movements. And just breathing in, breathing out before we engage in the next set of movements. So now I'd like to invite you to bring our hands together behind our head as though they are a cushion for the back of our head, perhaps interlocking our fingers so that the head is resting against the palms of the hands, the palms forming a pillow. And now bending the left knee so that the sole of the left foot is on the floor, followed by the bending of the right knee so that the sole of the right foot is also now on the floor. And with our knees together, now gently allowing our knees to fall still together to the right side, allowing our knees to come towards the floor, again always under our own control, coming out of it if we need to, and slightly enhancing this stretch by turning our head to the left, looking over the left shoulder, and keeping any muscle groups not involved in these movements as relaxed as possible, engaging with our body in this moment. Breathing in, breathing out. And now returning our head to its original position, facing towards the ceiling, the back of the head resting against the palms of the hands, bringing our knees back up to an upright position, knees pointing towards the ceiling, allowing our left leg to return to its original position, followed by the right leg. And just breathing in, breathing out. And now, bending the left knee with the sole of the left foot on the floor, followed by bending the right knee with the sole of the right foot on the floor, keeping our hands locked behind our head, with our head resting against the palms of our hands, and dropping both knees still together to the left, dropping them towards the floor, noticing any stretch or tightness in the body coming out at any time, and enhancing this stretch by turning our head to the right, looking over our right shoulder. Just breathing into and out from the stretch. Returning our head to its original position, looking up towards the ceiling. Bringing our right leg back down against the floor, heel in contact with the floor, followed by our left leg, heel in contact with the floor. Now unlocking our fingers and returning our hands to their original position down the side of our body and slightly away from the body. And now just very slowly and gently rolling round so that we are lying on our front, lying on our tummy, face towards the surface, with our hands at the side of our body, palms facing upwards. And now we are going to introduce some stretching exercises, sometimes known as the cat and cow pose. So just inviting you to come up onto all fours, on our hands and knees, and forming what is known as a table pose with a neutral spine. Aligning our wrists underneath our shoulders, with our palms on the floor, our knees underneath our hips, so that we are parallel with them and our gaze straight ahead. And as we inhale, dropping our belly towards the floor, lifting our chin and chest, and gazing up towards the ceiling. This is known as the cow pose. And as we exhale, drawing our belly to our spine, rounding our back towards the ceiling, moving the crown of our head towards the floor, being mindful not to force our chin to our chest, known as the cat pose. And now, gently on the inhalation, coming back to the cow pose, dropping our belly towards the floor, lifting our chin and chest, and gazing up towards the ceiling. And on the exhalation, drawing our belly to our spine, rounding our back towards the ceiling, moving the crown of our head towards the floor, being mindful not to force our chin to our chest. And just repeating these a few times in our own time, without forcing any movement, always under our own control. Just maybe now coming to a neutral position, remaining on all fours at this time. And this time, bringing our left hand off the floor, pointing our left arm in front of us, keeping our left arm straight, keeping the palm of our right hand on the floor, shifting our weight onto our left knee and lower leg, and raising our right leg up off the floor behind us, pointing it away from ourselves, and just breathing in, breathing out, returning the right leg and knee to the floor, palm back to the mat or carpet. Now bringing the right arm off the floor, pointing our fingers away from ourselves, and with the right arm pointing straight ahead, keeping the palm of the left hand on the floor and shifting our weight onto our right knee and lower leg, and bringing our left leg up off the floor so that the left leg is straight, and just breathing in and breathing out. And now returning the left knee to the floor, the palm of the right hand to the floor, and now gently and safely, now moving to lying back on our front with our chin resting on the surface, the mat, carpet or floor. Our arms down by our side of our body, slightly apart from the body. Our palms facing upwards. Our toes facing towards the floor. And now just gently and safely, always under our own control, just raising our chin up off the floor and bringing our left leg slightly up off the floor and noticing the movement in the lower back. Breathing in to this movement and out from this movement as we return our leg to the floor, returning our chin to the mat. And just breathing in, breathing out. And now bringing our head up off the floor, bringing our right leg up off the floor so that our right leg is stretched behind us, slightly raised from the floor, noticing where we feel the stretch in our body. Again, always under our own control. Breathing into the stretch, noticing any tightness or tension, and breathing out, returning the leg to the floor, and returning our chin to rest on the floor. And now slowly and safely rolling round and returning to the original position of our back on the floor, our head against the floor, our legs stretched out in front of us, heels on the floor, arms at the side of the body, slightly apart from the body, and just resting, taking a moment or two to rest. Noticing our breath. And if the mind wanders off, that's okay. Just gently escorting the mind back to the breath. Just breathing in, breathing out. Noticing the breath. Just breathing in, breathing out. We're shortly going to bring this set of lying down stretching movements to an end. But before we do, we may wish to congratulate ourselves for taking time out of our busy day by looking after ourselves in this way. noting that we have made a significant commitment to looking after ourselves in this way, and when we are ready to bring this set of movements to an end, which may be now or in a few moments, we would just like to invite you to gently and safely just bring yourself to a standing position, perhaps firstly gently rolling onto our sides, safely coming to a sitting position, and then coming onto our feet, and then continuing on with the rest of our day.